Mid-range grind fests dominated by creature-filled boards are fairly common in CEDH pods these days. And you may want a deck that has a potent attacker, blocker, and an engine to grind out value while looking for a combo finish. If Evolution and Dawnwaker-style Thrasios decks were ones you've enjoyed, if you like commander-centric win conditions, and last but certainly not least, if you like the idea of a humble wizard going Super Saiyan, then Simic Vol Untap Combo might be for you. Hello and welcome to another Gemstone Mine Deck Primer. I'm John, and today we're going to be talking about a new combo deck for CEDH built around Vol, Candlekeep Researcher, and some very spicy combo pieces that allow us to go infinite with this commander. Deck list will be available in the description down below, but before we get started, I want to thank you for joining us today. If you enjoy this episode or any of the other episodes we put out, feel free to subscribe to the channel on YouTube where we are Gemstone Mine. Really helps us out to leave a like or a comment. Without further ado, let's get started because I am very excited to share this brew with you. Vol Candlekeep Researcher is one of the new legendary background creatures from Commander Legends 2 Battle for Baldur's Gate. Vol costs 3 and a blue for a legendary creature human wizard, a 2/3 with vigilance, and tap, add an amount of colorless mana equal to Vol Candlekeep Researcher's toughness. This mana can't be spent to cast spells from your hand. And of course, Vol lets you choose a background. We'll get to our choice of background in just a moment, but before we do, I'm going to read one of the cards that combos directly with Vol to form the untap combo. And that card is Umbral Mantle, 3 generic mana for an artifact equipment, which costs 0 to equip, and reads, equipped creature has 3, untap. This creature gets +2/+2 to end of turn. I've released a short this week describing how this combo works, so if you want to take a couple of seconds, you can click on the link which should be appearing in the top right corner now. And that short will explain the steps to performing this combo, but basically, each time you untap Vol with the Umbral Mantle, you're going to have Vol get bigger. And when Vol gets bigger, they produce more mana when you tap them, and it very quickly leads to infinite mana. We do face a unique challenge with this though, as we can't use this mana to just cast cards from our hand, and it is only colorless mana. So we need outlets to be able to spend this mana. Fortunately, such an outlet exists in colorless in the form of Staff of Domination, 3 generic mana for an artifact with 5 different activated abilities. For a single generic mana, you can untap Staff of Domination. For 2 and a tap, you gain a life. For 3 and a tap, you untap target creature. For 4 and a tap, you tap target creature, and for 5 and a tap, you draw a card. This actually informs our choice of background for the deck, because as long as we can have Vol have a toughness of 5 or greater, we can also go infinite with Staff of Domination as easily as we can with Umbral Mantle. Future John will now cue another pop-up in the top right corner of the YouTube version of this, and it should take you to another short explaining how the combo with Staff of Domination works, but basically, as long as you have 5 or more toughness on Vol, you can generate an unbounded amount of mana and then put all that mana into drawing your deck. In order to get Vol to 5 toughness, we actually have an option among our backgrounds available from Commander Legends 2 Baldur's Gate. And we're going to choose Raised by Giants, 5 and a green for a legendary enchantment background with commander creatures you own have base power and toughness 10/10, and are giants in addition to their other types. Much of what Vol Candlekeep Researcher can do is based around the odd wording of its activated ability. Tap, add an amount of colorless mana equal to Vol Candlekeep Researcher's toughness. This mana can't be spent to cast spells from your hand. Vol doesn't help us cast spells, but paying for activated abilities is well within the limits defined by their mana ability. We also can potentially use Vol's ability to cast spells from other zones beside our hand, but that requires a significant investment in slots in the deck, which we really don't have to spare. There are certainly builds with Vol which could explore Flashback, Escape, Madness, or similar keywords in greater depth that Vol could use more easily, but this deck focuses primarily on activated abilities. While it's true that paying 4 mana to draw a card off of something like Thrasios Triton Hero is technically overcosted, Vol spots as 3 mana at base to make them much more affordable. This mana ability on our commander can also be used to cast cards from the command zone. This is primarily relevant when asking, why on earth would anyone want to play a 6 mana do-nothing enchantment as the background for this deck? Well, Vol pays for half of it by themselves. It's also relevant in certain backup lines which the deck may need to fall back on. in terms of interactions and decisions, we're in Simic, so we actually have very decent options to operate both on the stack and with permanents on the battlefield of almost all types. Remember though, we have an excellent grind option as far as a tooth color deck in CEDH is concerned. If an opponent sticks a Stony Silence, and we already have a Thrasios Triton hero on board, we may not be able to combo off, but we can pretty easily bide our time, sculpting our hand with Thrasios' activated ability, fueled by Vol's 3 colorless mana to grind out value until we're ready to go for it. We still need to be selective with our interaction, as in any game of Commander, as we want our opponent's stack pieces to work for us. We have a lot of options to grind value in ways that many other two-color CEDH decks are unable to do, leaning into a lot of the same strategies that more casual Simic decks will try to use. Vol may not have evasion, but having vigilance is extremely beneficial to take advantage of our commander in combat and as a resource engine. There are some stacks pieces we want to be aware of. Cards that turn off activated abilities of creatures like Cursed Totem or Linvala, Keeper of Silence, can stop our value grind pretty cold, and Dress Down does exist as an instant speed response that can also turn off the combo. Cards which turn off activated abilities of artifacts like Stony Silence, Null Rod, Collector Oof, and Karn the Great Creator stop us from being able to combo off with Staff of Domination and prevent us from equipping Umbral Mantle, though technically it should be noted that Mantle gives the activated ability to the equipped creature, which means that these effects need to be online before we equip, or we can just combo straight through them. I don't think that'll come up very often, but just important rules minutia to keep track of. We often also need to remove Torpor Orb type effects in order to set up our combo, as many of our lines start with a green tutor, which require us to land Trophy Mage to get the combo piece, and that's an enter the battlefield effect. Rule of Law slows us down, but quite honestly, we're fine dumping excess mana into value engines to grind out that value. We can combo through any Rule of Law by casting our combo artifact if we already have an outlet in play, so you generally want to develop your value engines first whenever possible. Kismets like Blind Obedience and Root Maze are frustrating, but they don't stop us from comboing, as equipment can be attached even if it's tapped. These only limit our options on which outlets we can use after we combo. We're looking to spend the unbounded mana we get off of Vol to use activated abilities, and that means we want ones that only cost colorless mana to activate. So, we have options including Diviner's Wand, Prophet of Distortion, Staff of Domination, and Thrasios Triton Hero, any one of which we could use to spend all of our colorless mana to draw our deck. Once we have our deck in hand, we still can't use the mana from Vol to actually cast any spells, so we need a few ways to then liberate our mana. And fortunately, being in Simic, we actually have some very easy options. Green gives us plenty of mana dorks, which we can then attach Umbral Mantle to, spend our unbounded restricted mana to untap an infinite number of times, and generate infinite green, or ideally green or blue mana, in order to cast whatever spells we need from our hand. To that end, in addition to Llanowar Elves, Findhorn Elves, and Elvish Mystic, we're also running Arbor Elf, Birds of Paradise, Bloom Tender, and Incubation Druid. Vol's unbounded mana also takes advantage of cards like Grim Monolith, where we can untap it for 4 with restricted mana and then tap it for 3 unrestricted colorless mana. We can then use that to cast any spells from our hand that we need to. If we wind up being very tight on mana on the turn we combo off, say we had to remove a stacks piece or fight a counterspell war in order to go off, we also have a couple of options which do not require mana. Paradise Mantle is an equipment which we can cast for 0, then equip to Vol for 1 of our unbounded restricted mana, then we can repeat either one of our infinite loops to then tap Vol for colored mana off of Paradise Mantle. This will allow us to generate infinite colored mana and do whatever we want with it. Our other option is to hold our land drop up when we go for a combo turn, as one of the cards in our deck is Treasure Vault. We can play this as our land for turn, activate it for XX, where X is an arbitrarily large number, and generate an arbitrarily large number of treasure tokens. Once we have our entire deck in our hands, we have a number of options to actually close out the game. The cleanest line is probably through Thassa's Oracle, blue-blue, cast the Oracle, show your opponents a deck that has 0 cards in it, you win the game once that ETB trigger resolves. Thoracle does require us to find a way to liberate at least 2 blue mana after we draw our deck, which isn't too hard. We're playing a CDH deck, so we are planning to run all of the broken zero mana rocks we can, like Mox Diamond and Chrome Mox, so it's not that hard to find the two blue mana, even if you are stopped from being able to land a Treasure Vault, or you don't control any mana dorks that can get you blue mana. We have two other ways to close out the game once we pull off our combo and draw our decks, one of which is Finale of Devastation, where we can simply name an arbitrarily large number greater than our opponent's life totals by a safe margin as our choice for X, and then as long as we control Vol and two other creatures, we swing out Trample Over and win the game that way. Our other option is by casting Walking Ballista. Walking Ballista is sweet because it can be cast for as little as 2 generic mana if we run out of other ways to get our unbounded mana into colored mana. You can cast it with unrestricted mana and win, or you could cast it with a single +1/+1 counter on it for 2, then dump all of your unbounded but restricted mana into its activated ability to put an arbitrarily large number of +1 counters on it, and then just proceed to ping down the table. Walking Ballista does raise the possibility that there could be a version of this deck which, instead of running Raised by Giants, runs Master Chef instead, where you don't actually need any mana after comboing off to play Walking Ballista for 0, put an additional +1/+1 counter on it, dump the unbounded mana from Vol into Walking Ballista, and then win without needing to liberate the mana in any way. At the moment, I'm running Raised by Giants simply because it makes Staff of Domination into a one-card combo, as opposed to needing multiple A plus B combos of Umbral Mantle plus an outlet in order to win. If you wind up locked down under Stax effects, don't be shy about getting Raised by Giants out and just getting in there with a 10-10 Vigilance Commander. There's basically nothing in the CDH metagame which profitably blocks Vol when they're a 10-10. You can and will win the combat damage game against all but the most aggressive decks like Winota. In these cases, you probably want to prioritize keeping Winota Joiner of Forces off the battlefield to keep her from snowballing, and knocking flyers like Chrom Ludovic's Opus out of the sky. A quick note about mulligans, we do want to get Vol down relatively early because they will have Summoning Sickness, and if they have Summoning Sickness, we can't tap them for mana. The sooner we get them down, the sooner they no longer have Summoning Sickness, the sooner we can use them to grind out value and threaten our wins. Being in Simic means we have a lot of green 1-drops which we can use in addition to the normal CDH broken mana rocks to try to ensure a turn to Vol so we can start getting that value early, which is one thing we really want to look for in our mulligans. Ideally, we also want to see one of our value engines in hand, something like Prophet of Distortion, Diviner's Wand, Thrasios Triton Hero, or yeah, Staff of Domination, as we then have the option to grind out value with Vol even if we can't get our combo going. We would also ideally like to see a path to get our combo pieces online and go for the win, whether it is a card like Umbral Mantle or Staff of Domination in hand, or a very clear line to get to it. Blue gives us a number of good tutors such as Transmute Artifact and War of Invention, both of which can get these combo pieces out pretty effectively. Our green creature tutors also do a nice job of getting us to Trophy Mage, 2 and a blue for a creature human wizard, a 2-2 with, when Trophy Mage enters the battlefield, you may search your library for an artifact card with a converted mana value of 3, reveal it, put it into your hand, and then shuffle your library. I'd like you to note that both Umbral Mantle and Staff of Domination, as well as another outlet like Diviner's Wand, all cost 3 generic mana, so Trophy Mage can get us our combo piece or an outlet, basically opening the door to get us whatever we need. And that's the deck! There's a lot of cool options and flexibility for how you want to tune it for your particular metagame. You could, for example, go more heavily on neat little combos like the Reality Chip and Sensei's Divining Top, which combined with Vol lets you draw your deck as an A plus B combo with your commander. Or you could lean into the fact that you'll have likely a 10-10 commander with Vigilance who does a nice job blocking creatures who want to get at your Planeswalkers. Cards like Oko Thief of Crowns and Teferi Master of Time could both be awesome sources of value when you're grinding out a mid-range game. The really cool part though, the part that's so exciting about this little unassuming uncommon wizard, the entire combo fits in mono blue, so you could take this in almost any direction you want. I've already done a little bit of brewing in the Dimir space, combining Vol with Scion of Halaster as just another good Dimir deck. Or you can combine it with something like Folk Hero in Azorius, lean into the fact that white is so good at getting equipment. Go heavy into the equipment theme with cards like the Reality Chip and Umbral Mantle, and there are just so many cool options available to this commander. I want to know if you have any ideas for this. You can leave us a message on YouTube, where we are Gemstone Mine. If you enjoyed the episode, don't forget to like and subscribe. You can also reach us on Twitter, where we are at GemstoneMineMTG, or you can send us an email, gemstonemindpodcast@gmail.com. Until next time, I'm John, and this is Gemstone Mine.